Today, Boston inaugurates a new mayor, one who's making history on several fronts. Michelle Wu is the first woman and the first person of color elected to lead the city. And at 36, she is now Boston's first millennial mayor. As Callum Borchers of member station WBUR reports, there are challenges and there are opportunities ahead of her.
Wu is now the youngest mayor among America's 25 largest cities, so who better to describe what she's in for than the woman she's seizing that distinction from, Fort Worth, Texas Mayor Maddie Parker, who was elected in June at 37.
There's always a few people that say the wrong thing or say something kind of insensitive or call you blondie or call you, you know, sweetie.
But Parker says those kinds of patronizing comments are outweighed by the mostly respectful reception she's gotten from her city's power brokers, many of whom are two or three decades her senior. And she says skeptics, from Fort Worth to Boston and beyond, will just have to get used to the idea of being governed by a new generation.
I was the first millennial mayor elected of a big city, and I love that in the last 3 or 4 months, you've seen additional representation of our generation pop up. The proverbial torch has been passed in some of these major American cities, which is very exciting.
Cleveland elected 34-year-old Justin Bibb on the same day Boston voted in Wu.
I don't think this election was about youth versus experience. This election was about change. We did everything we could to knock on doors, meet voters where they are, to really build a people-powered campaign, and that's what made us successful on November 2nd.
And U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who unsuccessfully campaigned for president, was just 29 when he became mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a decade ago. He's now the youngest cabinet member at 39. Boston has had young mayors in the past as well. Josiah Quincy VI was 36 when he took office back in the 1800s, and Kevin White was 38 when he became mayor in the late 60s. Larry DeCara was once a 22-year-old city councilor and says numbers don't tell the whole story.
Well, Kevin, even though he was 38 when he got elected, he'd been Secretary of State for 7 years.
That gave White experience running a large government agency, something Wu doesn't have, though she has served on the city council for nearly 8 years, including 2 as council president. But DeCara says White had something else going for him.
His father, Joe White, as well as his grandfather, were both presidents of city council, so he was in his blood.
This is where age, race, and gender intersect. Even if they're young, white men often can see someone like themselves in positions of power, maybe even someone in their own family. The Josiah Quincy I mentioned earlier was the 3rd member of his family to be mayor of Boston, so it may not have been too hard to picture himself in the role. Wu tells us she had a very different experience.
I grew up never imagining that I would be anywhere involved with politics or government because, as a daughter of immigrants, it seemed so far away, and my family seemed so invisible in so many of the systems.
Wu's parents are from Taiwan, and they raised her in the Chicago area. Before law school, Wu became a small business owner and ran a tea shop. Some of her opponents in the mayor's race emphasized their Boston roots, but voters ultimately picked a candidate who was unlike the city's previous mayors in so many ways. DeCara says Wu's differences give her freedom to redefine the job, and he argues what Wu shares with her predecessors is the only thing that really matters, the title.
She's the mayor of Boston, and whenever the mayor of Boston walks in the room, people are going to acknowledge her. By the way, she's wicked smart.
For Here and Now, I'm Callum Borchers.